American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours live on this 22nd day of August. Let me catch my breath. And that is 2005. Just for those folks out there that like to keep the date straight, don't worry. Everything is archived and duplicated. And, well, we have the archives here at the network, but also a record of every spoken word on this network is archived outside of this place. You know, just in case there's ever a lawsuit or anything like that. Or just in case we have the feds trying to make a case of free speech. At any rate, good afternoon. No guests today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go over a bunch of information and intel that we have been looking at for the last couple of days. And we will get into that right after this first break. Oddly enough, I just saw this on the controlled media news today. Guess who showed up in Crawford, Texas yesterday? You may remember the name from the Vietnam days. And if you were old enough to be around and you were kind of in adult in traininghood or near to being an adult or maybe were an adult, which would make you getting up there in years. But if you remember the 60s, then you remember somebody by the name of Joan Baez. She was out of Crawford, Texas yesterday and gave a free concert to, I guess, assembled at least. News is kind of underreporting this. Of course, the news is not really reporting that there is a strange coalition going on out there in Crawford, Texas. Finally, something that pseudo-conservatives or conservatives and liberals or Democrats can agree on. They don't like George Bush, and they don't like the war in Iraq. Finally, we agree on something. I'm sure there's other ground also we agree on, but we'll save that for future. But at any rate, interesting stuff. Cindy Sheehan, I don't have an update on that situation, when she's going to be back to Crawford, Texas. Hopefully the situation with her mother is stable and improving. But I don't think Cindy Sheehan, as far as she is gone, is going to back off of this thing and waste this opportunity. George, she forced George Bush to make some, well, wouldn't be the first time he made some incredibly stupid, you know, statements. But you know, he can't address Cindy Sheehan, and this now it's turned into a working vacation, folks. Do you realize that this president, more than any other president we've ever had in this country's history, has taken more time off? And he's done more damage to this great republic than any other president I can think of. Well, maybe with Bill Clinton. But cumulatively speaking, he's done a lot of damage. And to make a statement that, well, he has to live his life too. He's a busy guy. And he doesn't have time to now walk a mile down the road or take a Secret Service people with him to talk to Cindy Sheehan. Sheehan lost a son, lost a husband over this deal. Maybe the pressure got a little bit to her mother, but she's still out there. She's still standing strong. Commendable. Most assuredly commendable. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Alrighty here. Well, I was busy right up to broadcast time, ran into the booth 5 seconds before airtime. Nobody around here even made me coffee today. You know, how can I ever be a superstar or a superstar wannabe when I'm admitting I have to make my own coffee and I don't have time to go to the restroom? And I yelled to my producer. I said, Mr. Producer, how much time you have? How much time do I have left? You're coming back on right now, so I didn't even get a chance to go to the bathroom. I don't have enough time in the day. Yeah, my producer said, would you like to bring me a bedpan? Thank goodness this is radio and not television, huh? Yeah. At any rate, is Bush out of control? Well, yeah, I would think so. Said on antidepressants, and I read this book, by the way, what this article refers to by Doug Thompson. By beleaguered, overworked White House aides, enough drinks and they tell a sordid tale of the administration under siege, beset by bitter staff infighting and led by a man whose mood swings suggest paranoia bordering on schizophrenia. They describe the president, whose public persona makes mask an angry, obscenity-spouting man who berates staff, unleashes triads over those who disagree with him, and ends up meetings in the Oval Office, this is how he winds up his meetings, with get out of here. In fact, George W. Bush's mood swings have become so drastic that White House emails often contain weather reports to warn of the president's demeanor. Calm seas means Bush is in a calm, while tornado alert is a warning that he's angry at the world. Decreasing job approval ratings and increased criticism within his own party drives the president's paranoia even higher. Bush, in a meeting with senior advisors, called Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist a GD'd traitor. Now fill in the blanks yourself for opposing him on stem cell research. There's a real concern in the West Wing that the president is losing it, a high-level aide told me recently. A year ago, this website discovered the White House physician prescribed antidepressants for Bush. The news came after revelations. Remember me saying this, folks? I said the guy was on Prozac. Yeah. A year ago, this website discovered that the White House physician prescribed antidepressants for Mr. Bush. The news came after revelations that the president's wide mood swings led some administration staffers to doubt his sanity. Now, although GOP loyalists dismissed the reports on Andy Bush propaganda, the reports were later confirmed by prominent George Washington University psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank in his book, Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of a President. I read that book. Dr. Frank described the president as a paranoid megalomaniac and untreated alcoholic, whose lifelong streak of sadism, ranging from childhood pranks, using firecrackers to explode frogs, to insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, and pumping his hand gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad, showcases Bush's instabilities. I was really very unsettled by him, and I started watching everything he did and reading what he wrote and watching him on videotape. I felt he was disturbed, Dr. Frank said. He fits the profile of a former drinker whose alcoholism has been arrested but not treated. Dr. Frank's conclusions have been praised by other prominent psychiatrists, including Dr. James Grotstein, professor at UCLA Medical Center, and Dr. Irving Yalom, medical doctor, professor emeritus at Stanford University Medical School. As a recovering alcoholic, this writer says, sober 11 years, 2 months, 9 days, I know all too well the symptoms that Dr. Frank describes, and after watching Bush for the past several years, I have to unfortunately agree with him. Now, conversations over the last few weeks with longtime friends who work in the Bush White House confirm even more what Dr. Frank says and others have suggested. The president of the United States is out of control. How long can the ship of state continue to sail with a madman at the helm? A lot of words there. From a guy that admits to being an alcoholic and knows what a treated alcoholic is versus one that's just not drinking. You know, some people, wait a minute here, some people have accused me of having a temper. But see, I don't have 15 staff people with 15 assistants to the 15 staffers to handle all of the workload. I mean, around here I have to make my own coffee. I'm sure if the president snaps his fingers, he gets anything he wants. So I imagine a lot of the detail work is kept out of his way. Now, running a country, or running it into the ground, whichever your perception is a large load, and I will say that. It makes very old men out of presidents. But what we've seen coming out of the Bush White House has nothing to do with the peace and sanctity and security of the American people. And I do agree with the megalomaniac thing, that George Bush is a megalomaniac. I mean, think about this for a second, folks. You know you're dealing with somebody that's dealing in a different perspective when he says of Cindy Sheehan that lost her son, her only son, in the Iraq War, and she supported it from, well, initially she supported it, and until she started to hear what this Iraq war was about, and then started to question. And a lot of people won't do that. I'll tell you, this takes a lot of guts, folks, because I know some stick-neck people that have heard enough to change their mind about the Iraq war, that have lost family members, but they're supporting, because it's a big jump of losing a loved one in Iraq and then saying that it was a mistake. For a lot of people, they can't say that, because to admit that, that means their loved one lost their life for no good reason at all. That's a big admission for a lot of people that a lot of people are not willing to make. But Ms. Sheehan did. I mean, to the point, ladies and gentlemen, her husband filed for divorce. I don't know how much pressure, it would be only speculation on my part, but her mother has had a pretty severe stroke. She doesn't seem to be running for any political office, so her motivations are not, at least to me, suspect. Yes, and boy, isn't it strange how the news media's that a couple of years ago that the studies were done and found that they had a left-leaning bias, but all of a sudden are in so much support of George Bush to the exclusion of important information the American people should hear. To the point, folks, that, yeah, there are people on the other side of the aisle, let's just say, I don't want to upset anybody talking about politics today or your particular progressive view of life or political processes. Basically, this is something on both sides of the aisle that seems to be spreading through America. So much so, guess what Mr. Bush did today? I did not see it, but he was holding one of his photo ops to go out and address a group of veterans and trying to drum up support for the war. And he won't go a mile down the road to talk to somebody and put to rest. Now, you would think, you know, this is what I've said about the IRS. If you think George Bush is correct in the war in Iraq, if I were in Mr. President's shoes, I would take every opportunity for any criticism leveled at me about the Iraq war. You want to change people's minds? Well, you take on those concerns and address those concerns outright. Good, bad, or indifferent, you meet them head on rather than trying to Karl Rove it or put a public spin on it. And this is what I said about the IRS. If they are so legal and so constitutional, you know, a couple of years ago, Bob Schultz and We the People group were trying to get Rosati, the then commissioner of the IRS, to a press conference so they can ask a few simple questions. If the IRS was right, and all these people out here are grumbling about the evil IRS, well, they should have taken the opportunity to meet these objections head on. And if your stuff is straight and everything's lined up, you take that opportunity to meet those questions head on, and you put all the follow-all back in the back burner, and you get the people back on the tax rolls. It's not what the IRS is interested in, is getting their money out of your pocket. Well, of course they are. So why not meet it head on, do it honestly, forthright, up, you know, right up front? Why not do it? Well, he's out there stumping for support on a war, and I'll tell you, they've been floating a trial balloon heavily in the last couple of weeks about going to war in Iran. And evidently that's been that trial balloon's turned into lead and it's floating of its accord. Heavy weight, not going anywhere. So he's out there stumping for more support for Iraq. And magically, have you seen in the last couple of days, and I caught Bill Kristol doing this, one of the PNAC people, one of the big core PNAC people that have invaded the Republican Party, and especially in the George Bush White House, now saying that this is part of the war on terror. Iraq was the war on terror. Well, wait a minute. I seem to remember that Saddam Hussein didn't like Al-Qaeda, as a matter of fact, hated them, had nothing to do with September 11, 2001 here in this country, has not launched any terror attacks against the United States and or its people. And I seem to remember, and I don't know who did this, but I seem to remember a saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. After all, didn't we cozy up to Joseph Stalin that killed, what, 50 million people in his own country? Didn't we saddle up with him to defeat the evil Nazis? I don't see the Anti-Defamation League out there bemoaning the fact that the United States saddled with Joe Stalin. I don't see any of that. What we get is war remembrances from atrocities that happened 60 years ago. It's kind of confusing. I'm trying to track this stuff diligently. I'm trying to be honest and fair about it, but none of this stuff is making any sense. None of it at all. No sense. It's pretzel logic. Well, when I get back out of the break, Joel Skousen, which emailed me here, talks about Al-Qaeda. Now, folks, we're led to believe that Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and his group worldwide better finance, have better intel, can pull off operations at MI5, the Mossad, National Security Agency, CIA. We can't catch any of this stuff. kind of odd. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Turkish intel. They say no such thing as Al-Qaeda. Now, Joel Skousen says, I have long maintained that there is something very suspicious about the way in which Al-Qaeda is brought up as the entity of choice to blame for all sophisticated and high-profile terrorist events. Not only has there been, has there never been any evidence beyond the government's assertions to suggest that Al-Qaeda is a real terrorist entity independent of Western government, but there has been a disturbing lack of normal small terrorist activity in the United States, a nation which, with its obvious lack of border protection, would seem to present ample opportunities for infiltration and attack. Now comes a blockbuster revelation out of Turkey, which gives specific connections between a variety of supposed Al-Qaeda operatives and the CIA. Turkey, like Pakistan, has long played along with the CIA and knows a lot about U.S. double agents and black operations. Kurt Nimmo reports from Turkey. This is what he said. Consider the following, published in Zaman, the fifth largest newspaper in Turkey. Amid the smoke from the fortuitous fire, that is the capture of, I think this is Loye Sakra, said to be the Al-Qaeda regional boss in Turkey, emerged the possibility that Al-Qaeda may not be, strictly speaking, an organization but an element of the intelligence agency operation. Turkish intelligence specialists agree that there is no such organization as Al-Qaeda. Rather, Al-Qaeda is the name of secret service operation. The concept, fighting terror, is the background of a low-intensity warfare conducted in monopolar world order, that being the U.S. It is interesting that Turkish intelligence would admit that the neocon war against terrorism is an entirely artificial construct. Moreover, according to Turkish intelligence, SACRA has been sought by the Secret Services since 2000. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency interrogated him twice before. Following the interrogation, CIA offered him employment, which also received a large sum of money by CIA. However, the CIA eventually lost contact with him. It is curious how alleged key people in Al-Qaeda network end up working for the CIA and other intelligence agencies like, the ISI in Pakistan. For instance, and I hope I get this guy's name right, I don't like mispronouncing names, Abdulrahman Kadar, who according to ABC News Online lives side by side with Osama bin Laden, was a double agent sent to spy on Al-Qaeda fighters at Guantanamo Bay and in Bosnia. Ali Mohammed, a former U.S. Army sergeant who trained Osama bin Laden's bodyguards and helped plan the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya, worked for the FBI. Mohammed, obviously, with the grace of the feds, brought Ayman al-Zawahiri to San Francisco to a covert fundraising mission. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Hamid Reza Zakari claimed during the trial of Mazawi, a Moroccan accused of helping the 9/11 hijackers, that Iran's Secret Service had contracts with Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network ahead of the September 11th attacks, according to Reuters. It just so happens Zakari claims the CIA owes him about 1.2, I do believe this is million, for services rendered as a double agent. Now, folks, you think about this. 36 hours, 48 hours max, it was all over the mainstream media that the September 11th attacks, 2001, was al-Qaeda, specifically Osama bin Laden, which was working with the CIA in Afghanistan, set him up, trained him, gave him all kinds of money to fight the evil Ruskies that were at that point in time occupying and fighting in Afghanistan. And then it turns out that our failed intelligence operations, which is being called now, I mean, what a wonderful way, with all the money and the technology and the years that these people have been doing it, pulling a lot of their, CIA people from countries that, we were fighting at the time, like Nazi Germany and the KGB. I mean, just ask Henry Kissinger, about his involvement in American politics and everything else. He was a double Soviet agent. Now, what strikes me odd about this whole thing, if Osama bin Laden is this smart, and he doesn't have near the funding of, say, the combined resources of the Mossad, MI6, MI5, NSA, CIA, whatever else, maybe we should recruit al-Qaeda. Maybe they can teach our intelligence services something about operations. I have said this from the start, folks, that this whole war on terrorism is the ultimate boogeyman that we should all be afraid of. So much so that it is not a faceless, it is not a demarcated enemy. There's not a line that we're on this side and they're on that side. We can see the enemy's face if we can poke our face up out of the foxhole and actually target the enemy. It's this elusive, shadowy thing that keeps floating around that we never quite know when they're going to strike or how often or how hard, to keep this constant fear thing going so, quite frankly, that they can keep waging their 100-year war on terrorism. At what point in time are we going to hold the administration of this country to the task? I mean, I could sit here and weave stories all day long. I could cite credible sources. It may not any of it be any truth to it whatsoever, but I could make it sound real good. Well, that's exactly what the United States government is doing with its intelligence services right now. To foist this war on terrorism that's wiped out our Constitution, it seems, forever and a day and forever and ever to come. Accountability? Transparency? You betcha. But if there has not been any legitimate terrorist activity in this country, let's keep doing what we're doing in the Middle East, and there will be.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
If we have a new president, does that mean the war on terror quits? I have maintained, ladies and gentlemen, all along that this has been a creation of the intelligence agencies. You think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have another world war. And the reason is simple. It's because if we have another world war and you're running out of conventional forces to save your whatever, you're going to use nuclear weapons. But the problem with that is there's just enough nuclear weapons in the world right now that everybody starts launching these little puppies. We're going to be about medium rare all over the planet. So we have to create something for the military-industrial complex, the globalists, the Illuminists, whatever you want to call them, to have a constant state of fear, and more importantly, what comes out of that fear is the ability to control. That is what's going on. Now, this is not going to end. And it's not going to pass when the current administration leaves office, this will be a continuation. And I've maintained right from the start, and I didn't hear anybody else say this. Initially, when I heard George Bush on the first day making this proclamation of this 100-year war on terrorism, I simply said this, that this was an implemented structure to put down all resistance to globalism around the world. Plain and simple. Look what it has done for America. We have Homeland Security. Find people like Mr. Blockhead, Tom Ridge out of Pennsylvania, to first head up the agency. We had people like John Ashcroft, the first of Bush administration, the Attorney General, going right along with this. We sniffed out and demonstrated the Project for a New American Century. We read the documentation on air going back to 1996 that they were going to do a war in Iraq. And now we see in the last couple of weeks the heat being turned up that, oh, we can't let Iran have nuclear weapons. Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Think about this. That'd be like Mexico having all the nuclear weapons and we not having any. Or Canada. Not that Canada would ever attack the United States, but, you know, they're making too much money off of us. But the point being, would you want your next-door neighbor to have the capability of blowing you to kingdom come and you not being able to do anything about it? Well, that's the position that so far Iraq is not taking, but they're moving ahead with their nuclear program. And everybody here is edgy, even though they're saying that it's going to be 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 7 years out, that they'll have at least the capability of building a nuclear weapon with enriched uranium and making it into a weapon and launching it against somebody. But if you think about this, what was the rhetoric that was coming out of the White House about North Korea? And the North Koreans, ladies and gentlemen, and this is no kidding, from birth over there, they are told to hate America. And they give examples that we've fought the Nazis, but we maintained our troops and we occupied their country since the end of World War II. And that's what they're afraid of in North Korea. Not that we're going to blow them off the face of the map with nuclear weapons or conventional weapons or anything else. It's the fact that they're maintaining a deterrent that will think twice about doing any such thing and maybe occupying their country. It would seem to me that a forthright foreign policy would be more one of a benign nature. You only grab the big stick when you have to, folks. And I'm not saying pandering to the communist, but doing everything that you can not to jerk their little strings that might push them in a position where they would want to do something crazy. Now, do you actually think that North Korea, of what? It's admitted that they have 3 nuclear weapons. Okay, what can they take out? Washington, D.C., New York City, maybe L.A. That's a lot of people, granted. But does that destroy America? Well, some would argue it would do in the financial aspect, Wall Street, whatever else, but they got backup systems in Chicago. I mean, if New York disappeared from the face of the map tomorrow, Wall Street would keep humming along. Oh, there might be a little glitch in business, that's for sure, but I'm sure the companies out there purveying the fear, and selling security to you would do quite nicely. But this has all been a ruse by the very same people that are in love with control and death and riches beyond imagination and the level of arrogance that I don't know has ever been surpassed by any regime or any government ever existed on the face of this planet. We're not chalking up a whole lot of buds and pals except the globalists and the people that have gotten control of their governments like they have here. Forget the rhetoric that you're hearing that, well, Bush is just building an empire separate of the New World Order. If that were the case, he wouldn't be doing free trade area of Americas. It is getting to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing the end of the Republic by an out-of-control Fed that shouldn't have had the amount of power that they had in the first place. But the propaganda machine is cranking on. Still, a lot of people in this country are believing what George Bush says. Not that it's been amply demonstrated in the past that any politician, and I don't care what office he holds in Washington, D.C., has the capability of talking out of both sides of his mouth simultaneously. Is anybody catching what's going on TV on the National Geographic channel? Oh, yeah, now we're doing stuff on terrorism. Now we're doing stuff, oh, that's right, specifically about 9/11. I could only watch about 20, 25 minutes of this last night. Very well crafted, funded, I'm sure, by who knows whom, but the information is coming directly from CIA, NSA, and anybody in probably the Project for a New American Century circles that are pumping disinformation, and the National Geographic is putting it out such as fact. They spent a lot of time, by the way, in that segment that I watched last night, talking about all these hijackers. Oh, and where they took their training. Even admitted that they were buying pornos in hotel rooms and, well, going to strip clubs and topless bars and what have you. And we all know that these religious fanatics, these extremists, adhere to the Islamic principle to the nth degree, to the point that they're willing to die and destroy whatever they can, but they'd be willing to give up their life knowing that they're going to go to where? Oh, that's right. They're going to go to the Garden of Eden or whatever, you know, the Islamic deal is. But that doesn't include pornography or anything, the great sins of mankind here. That doesn't give you a free pass to heaven, folks, and you get to go to Allah. Exactly the contrary. And, of course, they went through the 19 hijackers and where they got their knives from and all this other stuff. Well, we know for a fact that at least nine of the 19 hijackers are alive and well, and a lot of them are right in Saudi Arabia. Who is zooming whom here? And if it was just a bunch of rhetoric and just a bunch of lies for a war that shouldn't have been started, that'd be one thing. But when that very same president under the, and again, out of both sides of his face, are telling us that we're doing this, our first and foremost duty is to protect the American people. Really? Is that right? They hate us for our freedoms here. So I, as president, are going to do my utmost to remove every freedom that was laid out in the Constitution. Not that they've been following it anyhow. It's just been a hindrance to them and their grand plans all these years. But what irks me about this is the amount of people that are sitting back watching all this stuff and going, yeah, I'd be willing to give up more of my freedom for and liberty for protection. Against what? The manufactured threat of terrorism. I mean, it's continuing to go on, and it's got to stop. Some people better get sane here. Politicians, if they don't want to see this country turn into a third backwater nation where they don't get their perks, and they can't vote themselves pay raises, and they can't go on and continue and lie to their constituency and the American public at large, they'd better rethink their position. Because they keep riding this merry-go-round long enough, they're not going to end up with anything either. That's what's at stake here. You're not even going to have the ability or the room to breathe to even lie. 800-313-9443. Is anybody out there listening today? I know we're on a bunch of stations. We go halfway around this planet. Or are they that interested to hear what I have to say next, or maybe not interested? I don't have a scheduled guest today, folks. What we're going to do is an open line Monday, not Friday. We'll do it an open line Monday. Just recently, it's been reported in the news, the controlled medias, about the Russia-China war games that are going on. Now, remember how we were told that the Chinese, communists that they are, Russians, communists that they still are, hated each other. Just absolutely, I mean, they were just at odds with each other at any given turn. But there's border skirmishes going on all the time. Well, what's up with Vladimir Putin? And he's now swapping spit with the Chinese, so much so that they're going to do joint military exercises. Concerning, by the way, the latest exercises by these two predator nations, Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, points out, the fact that the United States was not invited to observe the war games is a sign of anti-U.S. nature of the exercises, said several officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Of course, they always do. Defense officials from India, Iran, Pakistan, and Mongolia will be present in China to observe the exercises. The official said at any time that nuclear powers such as China and Russia conduct exercises together, it is of international interest. But we're precluded. See, we're stuffing the coffers in China right now to build the next boogeyman on the face of the planet, much like the Russians. Shouldn't that be some consideration that we show up and at least be able to observe a little bit? No. Indeed, it should be, especially to Americans. The Chinese have made it no secret it intends to nuke several U.S. cities before the U.S. interfere in its planned military retaking of Taiwan someday, despite the fact that the 8 days of exercises are entitled Peace Mission 2005 and are supposedly anti-terrorist in purpose. The Chinese and Russians are clearly practicing a conflict with Taiwan, as noted by the use of amphibious landings and anti-submarine warfare, hardly the stuff of clashes with terrorists. But don't worry here, folks. Maybe Al-Qaeda found real deep pockets and they've got their own nuclear submarines now. Maybe they even have a base on the moon in which they can fire missiles at us. Ooh, why not? Well, let's make up fatter lies to scare the snot out of people. Russia, however, is still the sleeping giant that worries me. As SpaceWar.com reports, Russia plans another substantial increase in defense spending next year to pay for across-the-board military upgrades, development of new weapon systems, and improved social benefits for defense sector employees. This does not look like the actions of a nation that plans to continue sleeping. And by the way, I thought they were broke. I thought they were in disarray. I thought that they were just about broke and penniless. See, what's being reported to us in the news, that communism failed and they were trying to do a democracy over there. In the meantime, they're putting out boomers, the big, fast, bad boys, nuclear submarines, about once every 4 to 6 weeks, putting a boomer out to sea. While what we're doing over here with treaties with the Russians, oh, that's right, we allowed them over here to blow up our missile silos. In the meantime, these people are putting out, well, that's right, I guess you could call them movable platforms that are able to launch from anywhere on the planet, just about. And if they had a mind to, that they could nuke the United States. It's not exactly a hardened installation. Boy, what a wicked web we weave when we are out to deceive and to lie. I'll get into the oil companies making a killing. Some of this information is surprising, maybe not to some. Somebody asked me the other day about what they thought about the oil prices. And I told them, I said, well, hang on to your hat. I said, I think you're going to see $100 a barrel. Oil prices. You saw the stories floated several months ago about peak oil. And the demand is such, and I guess there's a lot of people crawling out of the rice paddies over there in China to buy cars, to put such a demand on the world's oil supplies that they've just got to keep jacking up those prices. Well, the fact is, folks, they're making money hand over fist. And I speculated on the reason why we're paying higher oil prices to Saudi Arabia. Could it be that they're holding trillions of dollars worth of our paper here? So we can continue to, well, you got to put up something, folks. If you're going to run huge deficits and you're going to bury the American people in trillions of dollars in debt, which is well over $70 trillion by now, you got to make it look legitimate. You got to sell the paper to somebody. Well, what if they discovered, along with China and Japan, Saudi Arabia and other countries, they're buying up this paper, but they're watching the dollar fall out right from under it? Could it be that the Saudi Arabians and who we're buying oil from goes, you know what, your credit ain't so good no more. We want more of your worthless paper so you can continue to buy our commodity. Makes sense to me. Rather than walking into the candy store and buying a dollar's worth of candy, you can only buy 12 cents or 8 cents or 4 cents of candy. But yet we float them that paper that represented, oh, that's right, a dollar's worth. But it really wasn't. Are they getting a little bit nervous and then they tripling the prices and quadrupling and sextupling or wherever this is going to go? Could it be that they're seeing the United States as not too good of a risk anymore, so they're jacking up the prices of the one commodity they know that we cannot do without? But here's the odd part. Folks, we don't have to deal with the Saudis. We don't have to deal with Venezuela. We don't have to deal with any of these people because we got 200 years of oil sitting right up in Gull Island in Alaska right now. Right this very minute. To supply the United States with all the oil it would need in the next 200 years. And that's saying if oil consumption held at present levels, that we did not bring up technologies to limit our exposure to this petrol monster. Politics, politics, politics. But the problem with just saying politics, folks, a lot of people are getting killed over this kind of crap. And we'll continue. Just talked to a guy that fresh back from Iraq. He flat out told me, he said, we were over there to steal their oil. He says, of that, I have no doubt. Thank God this only guy only has a year and a half left in his hitch, and they're not going to send him back for just 6 months. We'll be right back right after this.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Loaded phones here. Boy, I guess people are listening out there today. Folks, I just tease you. I know that there's a lot of times I'll do shows that the information is good and you don't want to interrupt the informational flow. I understand and appreciate that. Nicholas in Texas, you're up first. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Mr. Statenler.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm calling to ask you how the fundraiser drive's going for the network. And also remind folks out there that they can help out by, you know, going to the website and checking out what you guys have for sale and maybe ordering a book or shortwave radio or anything.
Funny you should mention the shortwave radio deal. I have something very good to tell the listeners about a new shortwave source that we found here that's going to blow people away, but I'll save that till next hour. The fundraiser, let me check on the site here. I think Danny has kept up the graphics on this thing, www.rbnlive.com. I am punching as we speak here, .com. And it says, boy, why am I getting such a slow load here? Danny, you took down the graph. Okay, at any rate, we still need, I think we're up to about 20,000. Initially, we said 25, but it's taken so long for this thing that I think we still need about 10 grand. And we had a fellow that was nice enough from the Austin area to offer $1,000 matching funds. And we still need the money, folks. I just sent off a check today. You were going to... Oh, the graph now is on the donate page. Okay. All right. So you hit the donate today, and it goes to the donation page that says the privacy... What is this? My computer just went crazy. Can you dial it up, Mr. Producer, and tell me what the graph says? Since my webmaster movement... Oh, here it is. I got it. It finally came up. It says 23 or 24,000, and he's got it marked up to 40. I just sent off a check today to Stars Encore Group, which failed to bill us since last November. We just sent that $10,000 check out them today. And but we are still, because we're stretched into the month of August here, I think we still need another $10,000-$15,000. And that's a safe guesstimate. So it is going well. Some people have responded quite nicely. Others are still waiting to see what everybody else is doing.
Well, there's no time like the present.
Well, there isn't, and I understand, and trust me, I'm not a single-minded individual, and I know there's people out there. I read all your letters, folks. When you send the donations, I read your letters. So don't think that I don't. Emails is another thing. I don't have the time to read all the emails come into this network, but I do read all the letters or notes accompanying donations that are sent in. And I hear the comments. Sandra tells me the comments when people call into the network. I know a lot of people out there are really strapped. Some people are even jobless. But there are still a lot of people that are pretty well healed and pretty well off that have not yet responded to this. But if they would like to, and we're in the middle of this donation drive, 800-724-2719, or just simply go up to rbnlive.com, top right-hand corner of that donation button. It's in red. Hit it. It'll take you right to the donation page. And you can donate by PayPal, any amount. And we take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. So thank you for asking. I appreciate it very much, Nick.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. We're going to get meaner and badder. And, folks, we're not just going to maintain here. We're going to spread the word. And that takes bucks. What's the old adage that everybody's sick of hearing? Freedom ain't free. Well, trust me. I better than anybody know that at this end. So come on, folks. 800-724-2719. We'll take the break. More of your phone calls. Much more information on the other side of this short top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.